This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls.
Hey, Danny.
What, John?
Producer John here. Hey, sorry for introducing or interrupting your always entertaining introductions, but you're a stats guy, right?
Yeah, I'm a stats guy. Yeah, I am a male creature.
I'm nervous. The intro never gets interrupted.
It's one of my jobs to pay attention to, you know, the nerdy stuff.
Hey, Tim, stay tuned if we have to rewind this.
No editing needed. No. Hey, would it interest you to know when you start back up with this introduction, you will have been introducing this podcast for 3 years.
Oh, let's go.
Is this the anniversary today?
Let me get a golf
anniversary.
Clap.
Happy anniversary, party crew.
Happy anniversary.
Guys, can you believe that? We've been doing this every week. Hey, would you do me a favor, Danny? This is actually a favor for my Aunt Cheryl in Detroit.
Okay.
She kind of feels that after 3 years, it might be time for you to actually read the plan.
Here. Come on.
Would you do it for Aunt Cheryl?
By reading the plan, do you mean the book?
You might even get a raise, Dan.
I bet I won't.
He's never getting a raise.
I bet I won't. I know who writes my checks.
Anyways, on with the intro, my friend.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with yo girls, Serene and Pearl, and your boy, Danny. And we're so pumped that you've joined us today. We actually have some special guests.
Yes,
we
do.
A man and lady in the room. I'm feeling territorial because this guy's like Trim Healthy man all out the wazoo.
He knows the S&E when you don't.
He knows the plan. I'm a little bit nervous now.
Yeah, because Serene said to me, Serene's just come back from Israel. A lot of you know that she was there. She said to me, Pearl, she went with this couple, the Hartmans, great friends of Serene's and mine. But she's like, Pearl, we got to have Daniel on. He's more hardcore THM than I am. He's like a man, and he's toting around Good Girl Moonshine all around Israel.
No, listen, people. He was like pulled over like a terrorist at every single security place because all of his Good Girl Moonshine ingredients, which he's taken to a whole different level. He took his turmeric and he took all the psycho ingredients that go into it. And he took around this big silver bullet looking thermos that's like 2 gallons. and he just die hard had to have it every day. So,
okay.
Anyway.
So you said Dan, and that they may have confused him with me. His name is Daniel as well.
Yes.
Daniel and your wife, what is her name?
Allison.
Daniel and Allison, welcome to the Trim Healthy Podcast.
Allison is the braveheart, amazing woman. She's 32 weeks pregnant and went all the way across the world to Israel. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, wow.
What was this for? Why was everyone in Israel?
It's their vacay. It was like...
Yeah, it was...
It really started with an idea of there's only really one place in the world I'd want to go is Israel, and my daughter for her senior trip.
Not says, Mexico?
No.
Okay. Dan's Mexican. He's highly offended right now.
Yeah. Keep going. It's real.
Eden almost got kidnapped in Mexico. So yeah, I don't have much.
Who doesn't almost get kidnapped
you
in Mexico?
You know, we got pulled over by the police and bribed in Mexico. That was the best.
Was Dan's fan.
We haven't even, it was Daniel's.
Yeah, so I had my fill of Mexico. So anyway, Israel, the holy city, just have always wanted to go there. And so my daughter just basically said, okay, yeah, I want to go there, Dad. So what do you say? Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so they were saying this to us at 4th of July, their whole family, they live in Florida, they come up to us for the 4th of July here in Tennessee. And they were saying, yeah, we're taking our daughters for their senior trip. I said, on my life, you're not without me. Not without me and my good old Sammo. I mean, we love Israel, and we don't take our children on senior trips, but all of a sudden we are. Okay, so we have 2 girls that graduated also, which are friends of their girls. So we all went as a big old foursome plus my 2 toddlers.
But let me pull this back. So it's this party is not about Israel. We'll save some of those escapades for another time. This party is about being a man on plan. And can you tell us a little bit about your trim, healthy man story, Daniel?
Yes. I started out about 23 pounds.
How tall are you?
5'10", 5'11".
Okay, so you were overweight, yeah. I can't, I'm looking at you right now and I'm trying to.
Oh, I've seen the pics.
Really?
It was nice and chubs. But you so, loved it, Ray Allison.
I never have ever been on a diet, and I don't consider this plan a diet. I was attracted to. It's just a simple fact that it has nothing. It's a lifestyle change.
How did you like hear about it? What was happening?
My sister had lost 40 pounds on it, and my whole family is overweight. I'll just that's pretty much, you know, I've always struggled with their weight their whole lives, and I really haven't. But when I hit 40, it was like, whoa, this is not good. This is,
yeah,
it's catching up with me. So just, I saw it. I knew I never wanted to do a diet, and I knew I wanted to understand about food, the philosophy of food, the science of food, why things do the, you know, how things happen the way, you know, what exactly is going on. And is, when she was eating her steak and her broccoli on plan at a restaurant, she was like, yeah, we lost 40 pounds. And I was like, okay, wow, let's do this. And that's we're talking about the Good Girl Moonshine going around. I drink it every day, just about, I guess, a half gallon to a gallon at
least. Wow, that is hard.
Can it be like Good Guy Moonshine then?
Yeah, it could be.
His is totally gone from Good Girl Moonshine to something.
Healthy man.
Yeah. Totally. What do you call it? Do you have a name, or you just tell people this is my Good Girl Moonshine?
I say Good Girl Moonshine. Yeah. I'm unabashedly, yeah.
I love it.
I call him Moringa. Yeah. That's his nickname. That was his nickname across all of Israel. And it's kind of a nickname for his, you know, he's totally dyed in the wool with his health. He grows moringa in his backyard.
Oh my goodness, that's hard.
He grows everything in his backyard, and he puts everything in his Good Girl Moonshine.
But can I go back? Because I'm going to be the one keeping us on track today. I'm going to be. So you started this plan, and then ultimately, sort of, how long have you done this, and where are you at now? Because I'm looking at a trim guy right here.
I went down to about 190, a little bit less, and then I'm right about 200 right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's because all the falafels.
Yeah, we had a little too much Israeli food.
You guys go on vacation. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us how you implemented this. Like, are you the cook, or is Allison the cook, or are you cooking? Are you an eating out guy? What? How
we,
have
we
you
eat
made
out
this
quite
your own?
A bit. And I basically just have held on to a few of the principles and just try to choose food that makes sense and stay in the fuel pool range and then add the S's,
right,
you know, the meats or the almonds or the walnuts and
the fats.
Yeah, the fats.
And then do you do some good carbs too?
Yeah. That'll be, you know, I don't do those as much because you have to limit the amount that you eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I'll usually eat a huge salad, and I don't even do like oil in the dressings and stuff. If I can stay away from that at all, Just because a lot of the soybean oils and stuff like that, you just don't really.
Because he eats out. Yeah, you're eating out.
So I'll do balsamic vinegar and do some cayenne pepper.
Do you ever find like sweet potatoes at a restaurant or anything?
Yeah, I'll eat sweet potatoes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love that you do a huge salad. I find that's what I've been doing lately, are these monster salads.
You are rocking salads, actual salads, instead of huffing spinach.
You
tell us,
get a raise, Dan.
Yeah, proper salad. And then doing the work to slice the tomatoes, the carrots. Feta cheese in a salad.
Are those finely diced or what? Just hacked up?
No. I am a man of a sharp knife.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like you know.
You're a prop guy, right? You like props.
I do.
One makes of those you feel Japanese special blades.
Yeah, you know those videos like where like they're peeling something online or they're plunging their hand into some Jello or something. It's like a therapy. What is it called?
Yeah, those things. Oh, my son watches them.
Where it's like satisfying.
Yes, yeah,
satisfying.
Yeah.
Video. That's when I'm slicing into a vegetable from the earth. There is a sense of satisfaction that can't be reproduced anywhere else.
Just for that line, you're getting a raise.
Yeah. And she has nothing to do with who gets paid what.
That's my special children's raise. If they make their bed, they get a little pack of raisins.
Are you, you're shoving some good protein on there. What's your favorite protein lately?
Well, tuna on a salad is fantastic.
That's what I'm doing right
now. I saw that on yours. Yeah. Cutting up chicken on a salad.
Yes.
Look, what man doesn't like to stand over a fire? You know, throw you some chicken on the grill. I think it's all about the prep time and just getting into the love of the prep.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Hey, so Allison, tell us about what you have seen in your husband and who is he and how this journey, how you've looked on at his journey and tell us a little bit.
Daniel's always been a all or nothing guy. It's go big, go home, go big or go home. So I would say he pours himself into whatever he's into. So believe it or not, he really used to be kind of unhealthy to where he, you know, kind of an addict to sweet tea and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And when he read this book, He's an engineer, so everything in his mind is black or white. He's not an emotional eater.
Coke, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah,
you were a Dr. Pepper guy.
Dr. Pepper. When I married him, he was an addict to Dr. Pepper, Tom Thumb, gas station hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And yeah. Skittles.
We had
and
the same exact diet.
So,
I was
yeah.
in construction.
Yeah, exactly. I'd go to work and I'd get, yeah. I just loaded up. That
but
was
then
it.
Then he went to the other extreme. We had a daughter who had kind of a mystery illness. And so we started reading labels. Well, once you start reading labels, you can't unread labels.
Oh, yeah.
So we started, you can't take that knowledge and ignore it. So then he went all to trail mix and carrots. So anytime you'd see him, he'd have a big carrot out of our garden.
Yeah.
And he would just munch on it. And people thought, you know, he was a horse. So anyway, he would do that. But he'd still stick with his sweet tea.
Yeah. Okay.
And then he weaned off of that and went to unsweet and then he found, of course, the plan.
So it's sort of been a process of learning
stevia.
And discovering.
Yeah, he's a stevia.
Oh, yeah, stevia. Listen, people. You use the pure stevia.
Around,
yeah.
Listen, he carries around a stevia, Altrim Healthy Mama stevia pack, the white powder in his back pocket.
Go to Israel.
Dreams of white smoke, like going like behind him.
I have the funniest story about
in
that.
In his wake.
Yeah. No, this was just hilarious. Okay, so I had a bag of stevia. It was full of air. And somehow it got in the crack of the seat. And I sat down on it and it exploded.
And where? What seat?
In our on the driver's seat. And it we heard this big poof. And Hallie, behind me,
that's
there was like
daughter.
A crack in the behind the seat.
She was white.
Oh, I bet your van like had this whiff of sweet like for months.
Everyone.
Our whole Sprinter van. Yeah.
Everyone in the car was just like,
oh. Every time you talked, you tasted
but
it.
But seriously, he will drive. Let's say we leave the house and we get, I would say 15, 20 minutes away and he realizes the stevia is at home, he'll turn around.
Oh,
it's not
goodness.
An enjoyable meal unless he can have stevia in his. So again, he's all or nothing.
Yeah.
So he went from trail mix, which most people think of trail mix as healthy, but it's nuts and raisins, yeah. which is fats and carbs.
Right.
And he was not losing weight, but yeah. he ate healthier
well,
than
if
anyone.
There's, if there's no sugar in it.
It was amazing. The
most
raisins.
Trail mix is chock full of sugar.
Well, yeah, I was doing more paleo.
The sugar.
Okay. But yeah, it does.
Good
it.
On you, Dan. Read the yeah. plan. I'll give you a raise.
So he would just.
Another quarter.
He's,
thump
he's
my
got it. He's got
quarter.
It.
He couldn't shed any pounds.
Hey, a shekel only, mate.
He couldn't shed pounds. So how long were you at when you first came to these principles and started implementing them in your own man way? Was it quick? Was it slow?
Well, Allison and I started together, yeah. and I just dropped, boom. And she had yeah. she had a it took a little bit more for her.
Yeah, isn't that the way? Yeah. And woman gets so mad. Were you mad or not, Allison?
The same thing, and yet yeah. I lost, I guess, about 25 pounds, but it took me way longer, and he just totally dropped it right away.
Yeah, that's
but
what
again,
men
he's
do.
Not an emotional eater, so for him, his saying is, "I eat to live." Not live to eat.
I'm more of a live to eat person.
I'm a live to eat.
I'm both. Yeah. I just believe right? the both can be married.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Nah, I'm eat to live.
You're yeah, but I live to eat.
Because I have to fuel up.
I can't deny that.
I do.
I would never stop and eat.
And I read a book a bit ago, I guess probably about 20 years ago, and that is a standard philosophy of skinny families versus overweight families.
Hey,
you know,
my family's skinny and we live to eat.
Yeah, but guess what? When you live to eat the healthy foods, then you really live.
Well, there's the add-on then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's so good. But okay, so, but Allison says like you're this all or nothing person. So is there an end point to this? Or is there like anything in you like,
no,
oh,
so
I just want
never,
a donut going back?
He never cheats. I mean, he really
never
cheats.
But is that sustainable for you, Daniel?
I mean, I wouldn't say I never cheat. I like going to Israel, going to people's homes, you know.
You're crossing
it's not
over
a,
and all that, of course.
It's
yeah.
not, but I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I understand what's going on and, okay, I need to eat less or not eat as much.
I like
or,
the way that's phrased, but I know what I'm doing.
See, that's a thing.
See, that's a education. That's why I probably should read the plan. Other than that, I do the opposite of the plan. I'm trying
well,
to gain
weight. You do. No, your meals are on plan, Dan. They're man plan. They're crossovers. They have
totally
to be crossovers
on plan.
Yeah,
I'm on
to
plan.
Gain weight.
I'm on plan.
Yes. You are.
I thought about starting a... a new website called Not Trim Healthy Mama. And it's just the opposite advice.
It's the opposite advice, but still crossovers because crossovers keep... It's the carbs and the fats together, but it keeps you still from spiking your blood sugar, which isn't healthy for skinny people.
That's true.
No. Can you imagine, though? Dan, like...
We don't give him a raise
Dan
and he
like,
leaves.
Yeah, we don't give him the quarter raise, right? He's got this website, Not Trim Healthy Mama, and he does everything opposite, does a big expose about this is what Serena Pearl
really
like.
You have to read
like.
The book to know what's opposite, Dan.
Yeah, yeah, that's I do like cross-unders instead of cross-overs.
Oh, love it! No, but it was fun. No, I didn't see him cheat awfully, but Moringa and I, we've got similar personalities.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you can relax a little bit. You know what you're doing, but we don't ever see, I don't think, like full-on chocolate junk a treat.
Oh, so you're hit me. You're a Serene. Serene can never turn back to, yeah. Like, Serene could never go back to, like, donuts or things of your childhood that you liked.
Yeah.
So your brain is like a Serene brain. Why go back? That's just
listen,
not
let me tell you a bit about Moringa. Okay. I'm a minimalist, right? In my travel, not at my home. But so we went, I can't be at my home because my husband's a hoarder. But anyway, we travel minimalist. My husband travels very minimalist. Moringa has a whole suitcase just for his good girl moonshine. He has like 65 ingredients and they're all coming with him. Okay.
This but man is dedicated.
He doesn't just bring that. He brings a shower head for every motel room so that he can switch it over and not have the chlorine water.
Oh, a chlorine
and
free.
A wrench. To switch the shower. Listen, people.
He would stink before.
I did have to leave the wrench home on the Israel
but
trip.
But guess what?
I did have to borrow that.
Because he left the wrench home and he wanted to borrow, but they didn't have a wrench. He actually stole one of the screws from one of their air conditioning vents. He did replace it. So he could use a screw so he could put his shower head on.
No. That was the bottle of wine. We didn't have
it because
we okay. They're a good Baptist. And
hold on, does
they don't
John?
Have they don't have the wine opener, so I had to YouTube how to open a bottle of wine without.
Oh, with a screw.
Yeah, without a corkscrew.
Has John Gussie met his rival though in terms of you know?
I told them they weren't allowed to meet. I was
bringing things and
them.
Doing special things to places and John like. Won't drink water unless it's from a copper.
But look at Daniel's phone. He has made himself a coffer sheath that goes around. Handmade. It looks very handmade too.
Oh, he's got a sheath?
Look at this thing.
John's got a sheath.
About
John,
copper. The temple water was in copper.
Look at this.
Like that's a purification.
It's pretty ugly.
This is a custom-made, engineer-rigged copper phone case, real copper from Home Depot.
It matches my,
it matches your tinfoil hat.
Does not sell right. These things.
That is dope. I'm going to need a picture of that before we leave.
Okay, so Allison, I'll ask you then. How is it then doing sort of trim healthy? You're loose trim healthy, but you're at a good healthy weight now and you just know you have the knowledge too. How is it being so different? Because a lot of people say, well, my husband's not on plan, so I can't be. But you have a husband who's extreme on plan. So how do you do your scaled back sort of Pearl lifestyle?
Yeah, I guess we're probably...
Can you give her the...
probably more the opposite. You know, most families, it's the wife that's more diligent. I totally understand the plan completely. He says I'm a bit of a bad influence on our children, so I try to keep it. But our older girls are really on plan as well, and they understand. But I don't know. I tend to go slacker when I get pregnant, I think. But when I have the baby, I'll tighten up. But yeah, he's definitely very he's very convicting because he is so. I mean, he just feels like this is our bodies are a temple and we need to, you know, take care of them. And so I grew up where, you know, fried pork chops, crescent rolls, you know, that was a balanced meal, maybe some frozen green beans or whatever. That was a balanced meal. So I don't have the the family history of learning nutrition. So pretty much everything I've learned is from y'all's book.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I want to say one thing, though, Allison, and I think this could be an encouragement to people out there. You've told me personally that even though Moringa is more hardcore than you, he's never forced it down your throat.
Can I just say it again? Yeah. Everyone, for those listening, it might be confusing. Moringa is Serene's nickname for Daniel.
For Daniel. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So Moringa here, you've said that he's never forced it down your throat. Mm-hmm. He's not like, here's your gallon of GGMS.
Right.
And you know, why are you not, you know, why isn't your mess, your meal pure S?
Sure.
You know, and so I think that's beautiful in the fact that he's the one
really super, super hardcore on plan, but he's not forcing that personality on you. And a lot of women want to force it on their husbands when they're not. And I think it's by example that people really get it for themselves. Totally. Because you've told me you've been inspired by his healthy eating, but you've never felt like condemned.
Yeah, don't feel the guilt. He's very encouraging, and he'll, but he would never say, you know, are you sure you want to eat that white potato? I sometimes when you're, especially when you're pregnant, and
yes,
I haven't gained a whole lot of weight during this pregnancy.
No, you look amazing though. I mean, but you look perfect.
He's very, forgiving, but yet deep down, I know that he would love for me to eat more on plan.
That he's judging you.
He's judging me deep within. No, he's really not. His thing is he doesn't want us to feed, you know, garbage to our children.
Yeah, so. Right. But you see, I don't think there should be any condemnation with a healthy journey. And that's our whole thing with THM. Mm. No shame, mates. Mm. So I just feel like it's a beautiful thing, and it's been a great example as I've watched these two too, that it really works best when the one that really has got the inspiration to not down the other who hasn't quite got it yet.
Yeah, so you were watching because you're totally opposite with you and Sam, right?
Yes.
Sam is more the
switch roles.
Yeah, switch roles. And
Sam
and
was having the white spud alongside of Allison.
Yeah.
The white what?
Spud.
Oh, potato.
You don't say spud?
I mean, I try not to.
What's wrong? It's a curse word.
No, and remember, white spuds are actually, you know,
it's
part
like
of
guac.
Part of a part
of
like, get your guac out of
there's
my face.
There's a place
face.
For a it's white potato
guacamole.
Here and there.
No, we're talking about white potatoes. But my husband.
Do you want to just give word? What is on your heart to say to people, Daniel Moringa? I should call you Moringa. What is on your heart to say to, you know, so many tens of thousands listening, and to all these women listening, and there's probably a few thousand men by now. We call 17 men, but probably a few thousand.
17,000.
This is your chance to encourage people and just
well,
share.
I would say as stewardship before God, our bodies are the temple of God. And as that temple, we're to treat it accordingly. And it's God, it's not ours. And a lot of knowledge that I've gotten through the years, whether it's genetically modified or just whatever, you know, how it affects the body. Obviously, I just say, okay, no, I'm not. If I know it's not good, I'm not going to eat it. And then try to, and it's not so much the focusing on, okay, I don't eat this. It's like, okay, now what? Okay, I got these foods that I'm not eating, the preservatives, all this stuff. Okay, now what do I eat? And how do I enjoy it and enjoy life? Mm. Like the Good Girl Moonshine that I drink, I mean, it is good. I mean, it is really good. And anybody that tastes it would be like, you could bottle this stuff up and sell it and make a lot of money.
Tell everybody what's in it, Moringa.
Your special, your Moringa-fied Good Girl Moonshine.
This week, he changes it.
Right. I have a liquid multivitamin that I put in it. Called Liquid Life, and it has a broad spectrum of every vitamin. It's health food derived. It has every extract of every imaginable kind. You can start with that. I do a high mega dose of vitamin C, just straight ascorbic acid. Of course, the apple cider vinegar, turmeric, cayenne pepper, ginger, at least a half a lemon or more. Like, I have massive citrus trees in my yard that we just freeze gallons of it.
Wow.
And pretty much anything and more trace minerals from the Himalayan salt, and everything in amounts that where it tastes good. I always have a good herbal tea in there.
Tea.
With the hibiscus type flavors and celestial seasons, raspberry, blueberry tea is always a go-to.
Lots of stevia.
And stevia. Yeah.
Wow. And so
whatever else.
Do you make this like every single day, or once every second day in big bulk, or what?
Probably twice a day.
Really?
In the summertime, three times a day.
And this just somehow, and it helped. Can you tell us like about some of the health benefits you've received since you have done all of this and changed your eating lifestyle?
And do you think it's the drink too that's made a huge difference?
Yeah, I mean, the way you've done this, he's done this in a superfood way.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, yeah. In the Moringa too, just like in the summertime, well, you don't have to worry about it as much because you get the vitamin D from the sun. But now, I had beet. There's a beet that your dad has it that he's taking it that also add. Just, yeah. What was the question?
Again? Oh, it was a question, but Leslie's got a question. Leslie Pops has a question, and
I
then
have
I'll
a really
ask you
appropriately timed question.
Yeah.
I thought Merengue was your last name.
Ah,
so you want to tell like the like super like non.
She wants to know what moringa is.
Yeah.
Well, moringa is this incredible plant that we're going to have it coming out in one of our superfood protein bars that we're currently creating right now. But Moringa can tell you more about Moringa. But every time I see Moringa down in Florida near his home, he's just got fistfuls of Moringa in his hand. And if he's going to a restaurant, he always brings a zippy of Moringa.
Yeah, it's like a salad tower. I always eat it with any food that I can. Wow. And it grows in my, it basically eat the leaves.
It's very embarrassing though when the waitress asks, I'm sorry, sir, what are you putting in your food? It's green something. It doesn't look legal.
Okay, so yeah. Moringa is M-O-R-I-N-G-A. And if you take spirulina wheatgrass,
yeah,
it has basically 2 to 4 times the amount of everything that it has. It also has all your essential amino acids. And it's, a lot of the missionaries around the world will use it to reverse malnutrition. Mm. And there is no second, just because it, you can mix it with anything. Tilapia, like aquaponics, you can solely feed it to fish.
Really?
Yeah, they could just completely.
There's a business for you right there. Not that you guys are already busy with your own business, but, well, yeah, but moringa fed tilapia. Tilapia would then go from
because they're vegetarian
from like,
and they can solely eat.
People look down on tilapia.
Well, that should be our superfood spotlight. People incorporated into this potty. I'm even
moringa,
giving it to Arden.
Usually it comes in a powder.
Yeah, Arden, you know, because he doesn't really have the time to do a bunch of juicing. You know, having beat cancer, it's still important to stay on a really, really healthy diet. And so Arden, my son, he takes moringa powder every morning.
You know who
night.
Else it is good for? Any of us with the MTHFR genetic mutation.
So high in folate.
So high in folate. So I've got a bag of moringa. I just mix it with some water. But you take the fresh stuff from the tree.
As much as I can,
but
the wintertime you can't. So like I'm doing almond butter and the beet and the moringa. I mix them together like in a paste. Add a little bit of water to it. And it's good.
He's sucking it off spoons in Israel. And he wonders.
But it's a base quality food that you don't, you know, you can still eat, but then not feel like you're, you can still kind of cheat, I guess you'd say.
He wonders why he got pulled over every security point.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
No, but I was asking about how has your health changed since you started this? I mean, you were eating hot dogs and Dr. Pepper.
Roller coaster.
You were probably young enough, right, that it wasn't affecting you, or was it affecting you?
Oh, no. I like the sodas, I had to quit. Like, it was a physical thing. Like,
why'd you have to? What do you mean?
Well, I would like drink a, be out working, doing construction, and like I'd have this just hit bottom. My body was just shutting down. I don't know what else to say.
Like, you mean exhaustion?
No, just the fact that you hit that sugar spike, and then I mean, now I know what it is, and I didn't really know, but it just started shutting down, and I couldn't handle it.
Yeah,
you know, because your body's basically. Because if you're not eating the proper nutrition, you're killing yourself, and that's basically the point that I came to, is like, wow. And I didn't eat sugar. My mom was a super health nut until I was 8 years old, so I just kind of rebelled against that. My brother got cancer in 2003. That was really my wake up call.
Right.
I was like, whoa, this is serious. I need to really take it to the next level.
Do you mind sharing what kind he got?
He was basically 95% chance he was not going to make it. It's he had kidney cancer.
Wow.
And they took a baseball sized tumor out of one of his kidneys, along with his kidney, of course, but it was encapsulated luckily and did not metastasize, so he was able to beat it. But his problem was he was dehydrated all the time.
Mm.
And that was his main thing, because he did kind of similar
kidneys
thing.
Yes, kidneys.
Well, you definitely
all that
stay
stuff.
Hydrated. Moringa definitely stays hydrated.
Yeah, and that's probably one of the biggest things that like if you go to the hospital, what do? They give you water.
Mm.
And you're like, oh, wow, I feel great. Okay.
Yeah. Or they'll inject you with fluids, which is essentially the same thing, hydrating you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. They hook you up to an IV. They give you saline with salt. And salt actually helps you retain water and keep it in you, which is why I add the salt, especially the Himalayan salt.
Mm.
And then obviously the vitamin C, Linus Pauling, you know, Nobel Prize laureate, whatever. I mean, pretty much all this stuff, where there's lemon juice, cure cancer. You know, any of this stuff, mm-hmm. vitamin C cure cancer.
Vitamin C and lysine together.
So you basically have yourself on your own plan, like preventing cancer plan in your mind.
And I'm not
really
so much concerned about cancer. I'm more concerned about a good offense than
offense to a whole bunch of things.
Right.
Do you how long again have you been eating sanely?
I like that, sanely.
Because you're not on a diet.
I think it's been a journey. It's been a journey because, like, I went paleo and then just didn't lose weight probably since 35, and I'm 50 now.
You're 50? He's going 50. Yes.
Whoa.
And look at Allison here. How many pregnancies? 11th. 11th pregnancy. How old are you?
She doesn't have a wrinkle 45. On her face.
45.
Do you attribute your youthfulness to your eating? Do you feel like you look more youthful and vibrant now that you've lost weight and are keeping proper foods?
So he can work out. He loves gardening. I call it his midlife crisis. And okay. He will go out there.
No motorcycles, just gardening.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in going to, what do you call them, gyms and working out. He says, if you want to work out and get strong, you just come out. And we have, 10 children. So he just has our boys go out there with a shovel. That's his bench pressing.
Why do you think I'm so physically fit looking?
But he'll go out there, and I can speak for this, is that he used to really... he used to be a semi-pro skateboarder, believe it or not.
Skater?
Yeah, he's amazing.
I'm a non-pro skater, but I skate.
He was sponsored and all that, but
that's cool.
Once he hit, his 40s or so, he just couldn't do it, especially the way he ate. And once he changed and went THM, which was probably about 6-7 years ago, goodness, I mean, I just literally can't get him to come inside because he's not exhausted. He's out there working like a 18-year-old man.
Yeah.
But he doesn't get tired.
Yeah. Let me just attest to that. When we were in Israel, I mean, we were just walking ourselves totally into the ground. He was just like the Energizer Bunny.
Really?
Yeah. When we'd get home, he'd want to go back out again with the older girls.
Can I get real practical here? You eat out a lot, so you're like a psycho purist drive-through Sue almost. Even though you're a drive-through.
Hey, he says good girl moonshine. He doesn't
Lou. You're like a drive-through Lou. Okay, Sue. So can you give us can I ask you about breakfast? If you're gonna eat a breakfast, what is like a go-to breakfast for you?
Eggs.
All right, eggs. So
just,
simple.
Just hit the eggs.
But moringa style eggs go to the chicken chicken coop and crack raw eggs in his mouth.
Oh wow!
Do you crack them out of the
hardcore.
Coop?
Oh,
do you not wash the eggs?
If they break, I can't handle.
Man, there's a special kind of flu that only chickens will give you.
Not our chickens.
They're pure
chickens. I may get that someday.
Do you ever cook it? Like if you go to a restaurant, if you're out.
He cooks it if his big girls cook it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do eggs. What else?
Do you guys ever do oatmeal? Do you ever do oatmeal as a family?
Oh, this is the latest kick I've been on. I've been getting wild blueberries and doing a little bit of yogurt over them with kefir. And like I used to skip breakfast altogether. But that to me is an amazing breakfast of wild blueberries with Greek yogurt
and kefir. You got some good probiotics
and some stevia man, it is,
that's like milk and honey.
Stevia basically is a backbone to his plan.
Well, his mom has got stage 4 dementia and so she's just pretty much gone as far as her memory. And we've been reading how walnuts, wild blueberries are very good for dementia.
MCT oil
MCT. We've been making her smoothies with your MCT, the wild blueberries, walnuts.
Yeah, but, they are. Right? Isn't that incredible? Yeah. You got the top three right there for dementia.
He's going to avoid dementia and start taking
it. Well, no, I have severe joint pain. I have just really bad scoliosis. And I'll do the MCT, the cod liver oil. And I've been doing this for so long. McKenna's 21.
Their eldest.
To some degree. She was eating cod liver oil, like begging for it, like it was candy, because I would take it every day. So I have been doing it for quite a while, but then it's just like stages.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
I'm Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. You know, everyone's got their own opinions, and that's okay. I'm totally cool with that. But I want to say this. The proof's in the pudding, and the proof's been in the pudding with my life too, but I have never, because I don't really love sweet, but I have had a lot of stevia in my life, and I've had a lot of children, but I have never seen a couple eat so much stevia in their life. White powder like the druggos, addicted, and the babies are pouring forth.
Yeah, hey, why not?
I know people go on, it's sort of, diminished now, because at when we first started Trim Healthy Mama, there was a big stigma about stevia can halt fertility. But then Trim Healthy Mama started and a baby boom happened. Like, like woman got over their gestational blood sugar issues and they got pregnant.
When we order from you guys, we literally order, is this not normal? We order like 10 to 15 bags at a time.
No, just for the fertility and fun.
Concentrated stevia.
I never heard about the fertility, but yeah, we if we get down to 5 bags, we're like,
for
okay,
real,
order.
Of the stevia.
And 45 and pregnant. Listen, that's good going.
Yeah, we don't drink our coffee, tea, anything without stevia.
That's right, you're your beautiful Hallie, she was at my house a lot while you were gone, and we, you know, her and Autumn were making cappuccinos and lattes and stuff, and I'm like, do you want to try the Gentle Sweet? You know, that will make it a little. And she's like, oh no, I use the stevia, that's what we do. And I'm like, oh, she sounds like she knows what she's talking about.
Hey guys, excuse me while I text my wife. Hold on, we're getting the stevia out tonight.
Because you want some more babies.
So like, I show up like white powder on my
It's better if you breathe it, right?
But look at Allison, though. Isn't she the cutest pregnant woman?
Yes, she is. Totes gorge. Totes gorge.
We get it. And she ain't 50.
No, she's 45.
Like 28.
Getting there. 28.
Yeah, she looks like sisters with a girl.
Curious for Merenger, whatever you said.
Marika.
That's so funny.
It's a New Zealand way to say
thought,
it, though.
Les thought it was your last name. Like, he looks like he's straight from Brazil or something. Hey, so any mental clarity or less stress or tension in your life since you switched from Coke and sugar? Or maybe your wife could even answer that better than you, but do you guys mark anything stress wise and brain thought wise when you started eating sane?
Insane cravings from sodas, from the sugar and the caffeine. I mean, that's, whereas now I can take, like before I couldn't drink any caffeine, now I can drink coffee and stuff and it doesn't affect me at all. But very, very bizarre. Yeah, no cravings versus heavy, you know, what I formerly had, which is
awful.
Oh, so
you used to live in a life, I get what you're saying. You used to be where you were so sort of depleted, you constantly crave sugar and caffeine.
Well, Allison was telling me about good old Moringa that, because I couldn't believe that, she said he used to be a junk food addict, and I just couldn't believe it because of the way he eats, you know? And she said, no, he'd be driving down the road and trying to catch the store before it closed so he could get his Skittles and hot dogs and whatnot.
Yeah.
But he would get like in a frenzy and start speeding and tell everybody to hurry up. He was so concerned that he couldn't get his junk.
Psychopath.
Isn't it amazing though, I look at you and I look at, you know, it's amazing how we as humans can take control of our lives. Right. We don't have to be just because we grew up this way. You know, we are our own boss. We are in charge of our destiny with God, right? But look at you and how you've changed, and look at your beautiful children now growing up healthy, passing them along. You know, I looked at the way your daughter ate while you were gone, and she's just had knowledge, you know, and she was just smart about things, and you're changing a generation.
Well, and we because of our business, we have a lot of contacts. You know, we own a photography business, and so
say the name of your business for people in Florida. It's huge. These guys are like big time.
Hartman Photography. We just do portraits and families and schools. And I was telling Serena on our trip, we had a lady that came up to us and said, "I just want to let y'all know how encouraging your Trim Healthy Mama journey has been to me, and how, you know, it's just really changed our family." But one thing after Danny asked Daniel about how you've noticed some change, I think it changed our marriage.
Really?
I remember sitting at a restaurant, of course, that's our family meal table.
I don't believe it. My children said, "Oh, the Hartmans go out to dinner every night." I said, "No, they don't. They've got almost 11 children. They can't afford that." They're like, "No, Mom, they really do. They're not lying." I said, "No, they don't."
They bawling?
I'm going to ask them myself.
Isn't that cool, though? No, you guys are so different. It shows you can be your own unique thing.
Oh, yeah. Because they're a working family. They full-time work together, both husband and wife, and a lot of their older children, they work in the business, and they don't have time.
I love it. I'm an outdoor restaurant person, not as much as that, but you can do it the way you do it, so keep going.
You don't need to make an excuse. I even had somebody that saw Serene and I went to Israel, and she said, "Would you ask Serene, you know, would it be, should I just get off plan when I go to Israel?"
Right.
And not that I'm making fun of that question, but I think in her mind she was thinking, okay, you take a break.
Yeah.
But in Daniel's world and in our family's world, it's your life. So it's why would you take a break on eating? Yeah. I mean, but it did. I remember being at it was an Apple
No, it was Chili's. We were sitting there and we decided this was our last supper, our last supper off plan. And then we were going to start that next morning.
Oh.
And but it was really a fun journey because we did it together. Mm. I can't imagine not being on the same page, but we really did it together. And every Sunday we would look up a new recipe from the Facebook pages of THM and try something new. And then our girls got in on it. And then it just really became a family deal, and everyone kind of knows us as the family that's, you know, tries to be healthy, and we get made fun of and all, but it's okay because I know we've been influenced.
Yeah.
We've influenced people to change.
And how has it changed your marriage? And you said it's changed your marriage.
Yeah, because it's like something that you can, something you're both on the same page about, something you can talk about, instead of, you know, he eats, I eat, and it's separate. It was just something that brought us together.
You don't know stevia is an aphrodisiac?
Yeah.
Well, what do you say to people then that don't have that, the other one? Of course, you're very different in your approaches, and that's what I love. Like, Serene brought that into being, that you were even convicted about yours and Sam. But like, Sam doesn't have to be me, right? But what if... What about for all the ladies out there or men listening and their significant other, their spouse doesn't want anything to do with it. They're like sitting there with potato chips and what can we say? Is it just being that example?
I think of it being an example and not making them feel the guilt, but yet not compromising what you're doing.
I agree.
But not shoving it down their throat saying, well, I'm eating over here really healthy. You know, I noticed Daniel, he has way more energy than I do when I'm not eating well. Mm. And so he doesn't have to brag about it. I mean, he is who he is, and everyone knows him as, I mean, he's just amazing how he... And he's so consistent. He's got so much self-control, and that is very inspiring.
I'd say you just have to do it for the right reasons. And a lot of times, if it's not done for the right reasons, it can become bondage. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's free. I always take a bite of something that I shouldn't have, just to take a bite of it.
Yeah,
good.
You're not under bondage.
That's so
good.
Yeah.
You mean just to keep you from obsessing?
Absolutely, because it everything can become an idol. Anything can.
It's true.
I mean, that's like one of the first commandments, and so we can make an idol. We can build an idol of anything, and that's not what it's about.
Like your big
about
trophy
freedom.
Thing that you're so proud of, that you do better than others, and you wear it on your sleeve, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, it's about humility, and it you know, always I'll take a bite of whatever cake, anything. Just okay, I'm not. Being obsessive, compulsive.
There's actually memes about.
It's really healthy to hear.
There's memes about CrossFit people that, on that, like you always. I'm done.
it's Danny.
It's not my
out.
God.
That was Ray's worthy
I'll go,
right
I'll go
there.
Back, I'll go back to what I was saying. It's not my God. In that
25 cents, they're on your way, mate.
Yeah, it's not your God.
Well, like on our trip, we had a lady that served us. White rice.
Oh, yes. Let's tell about that.
That was hilarious.
Did Serene eat the white rice?
Family, and we were sent a message saying, you know, we know you do THM. We really want to honor that. How do you want to eat? How are you eating? We just said, hey, we're eating like they eat in this country. Totally. Mm-hmm. Well, because we're just like, hey, we don't want to make it a big deal. Like it's some God to us. It's not, you know?
Yeah.
So
then we went to that restaurant and they served us white rice, white noodles, everything in the meal was white.
Yes.
So we were like, what are we going to do? But we didn't want to be offensive.
No.
So we, like, they had fried egg rolls. So Serene hollowed them all out. She ate the insides of all of them.
She would.
I got full on that meal. Yeah. I took all the mushrooms out of the noodles.
Then we finally got our soup and we all ate that soup like it was... Yeah. The greatest
it was one bowl of soup they brought us at the end.
That was actually
and we
healthy.
We were all like psychopaths leaning over and spilling it on each other.
Yeah, but even Daniel ate a few bites of the rice and the noodles, and he didn't, you know, he felt like, I can do this, you know.
That's so funny, because my not...
I had the white bread. It was called Jesus bread, so I ate it.
Yeah, right.
Jesus bread.
It was, because it was unleavened. I ate that white bread.
Dan, before Serene mowed over you.
Yeah. Speak it like it is, sister.
Just mowed it down. Oh, just at nottrimhealthymama.com, I make sure the white rice is flowing.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
You know, I have to say this about rice. You know, when Serena and I went to China, we looked at the way they ate, and we looked at, and the natural Chinese diet is just so healthy. You can't, I mean, and we understood the way these people eat so many vegetables, some really good protein,
rice, right?
But not as much as they it's nothing like Chinese restaurants here. They have on the side, and you see what they put in, and it's a little,
and
sure.
It's greens.
They've done it for civilization, but their vegetables and their protein and their broths are a much bigger part of it.
Definitely.
And Serena and I, you know, now the new generation, there's McDonald's on every corner, and you can just see the total difference in the younger generation. There's obesity happening in China for the first time in history.
Hey, let's talk about Italy.
But let me finish this.
I'm mowing over you.
And Serena and I said to each other, you know, because they said, we need Trim Healthy Mama for China. You have to write Trim Healthy China. You have to write this book. We haven't yet, but maybe one day if we go over there and you
Trim
know.
Healthy Mama for China?
No, just Trim Healthy China. Because
that's cool.
The new generation has now got the problems that Westerners have.
There's a lot of people in China.
We thought, there's no way we're going to tell them to eat the brown rice. This is their culture, their history. They've done it for years. They just have to learn how to use the white rice in, you know, the young ones in the way the traditional ancestors did.
Yes.
It's okay. You can take one thing and say, well, Trim Healthy Mama says it's not on plan. This plan is yours in your unique way.
Yes. Totally. But just going back and mowing over you, going back to where I was mowing over you.
Yeah, don't forget.
In Italy, Pearl, you go to an Italian restaurant here in America. You go to a Chinese restaurant here in America. Mm. It's rice, Italian restaurant, noodles, pasta. It's the largest portion on the plate. But you sit over there, it's almost like at the end, it's very al dente. Yeah. So it's
smaller portions, and the noodles are so al dente.
And when they're
my
al dente,
kids couldn't get used to
the
starch,
them. Right?
You can't. And my children couldn't get used to them. At first, they were like, this is like rubber almost, but then by the end of the trip, they were really enjoying
it. It's like it's their dessert, but they've already had their protein. They've had a lot of greens, correct?
I don't know that they always have it last, Serene, but it's a smaller part. It's one of the Italians have three phases to their meals. It's one of the phases. It's not just the big bowl of pasta.
And I want to say what we saw too in Israel. Oh my goodness, breakfast even. The locals.
Can you talk about shishuka?
Yeah, I will, but salad.
For breakfast?
Fast food. You go out to fast food, you either get falafel or shawarma or different kinds of Middle Eastern fast food. But the hugest portion is the salad. Cabbage, the huge cabbage eaters. And lettuce and tomatoes and cucumbers. And it's a national favorite food as cucumbers.
And do you see the obesity over there as much?
No way.
No.
And tell them about everybody walking.
Yes.
And that's the same as Italy, is walking.
Poor Remy.
Yeah, poor Remy. Yeah.
But, you know, all that to say, I was reading a book. I'm going to bring this book to another party. Serene's going to change your life. I haven't even had a chance to talk to you about
changed.
It. You know, he just said this one line in there is a book called Many Habits. And he said, you know, if you're on the American diet, which is the weight gain diet, you know, if you think about America, just the basic diet, don't call it basic diet. Just call it a weight gain diet because that's what it is. 70% of Americans are overweight. The basic traditional American diet is actually, call it a weight gain diet. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So we can't just think I want to eat normal. Normal is weight gain. Normal is unhealthy. So we have to get wise and we have to go back to the things that we are supposed to put in our body and then open our minds to how to create them in a delicious way, how to do this. We are amazing human beings. We are made in the image of God. He is a creative God, and he gave us those creative abilities to make things beautiful and lovely.
And when I was over there, I ate the yummy dates, and I ate the traditional beautiful foods that grew over there, and you could see pomegranates just falling from trees. And I didn't feel crazy about all the carbs I was eating because there's so many vegetables you slam down your throat at every even fast food nook or restaurant. It's like it's naturally, it's so balanced. You're not over-carbing because it's not just bready, nutty, cheesy carby.
Mm.
It's vegetable is like the core of it over there.
Yeah.
And so then you have room to burn off those dates.
Yes.
Balance.
Yeah, I think we're good, mate. I look at you guys and you're just such an inspiration. And I think
I want to thank them too, Pearl. Because this is a wonderful family that whenever they receive truth or find truth, they run with it. They don't sit on it. And they're the family that, remember when we first saw their, what's their car called again?
The Sprinter?
Pull up in Mum's. Why were they pulling up in Mum's driveway? To get boxes of THM books.
Really?
Because they were giving them out to their friends. They got them by the box.
Oh, well. You know, I said, when Serene came home, you know, and she'd been in Israel and I'd been busy. And then we were talking to each other. We have to go to do this TV thing, you know, in a couple of days. We're going to fly out again. Serena only just got home. She's like, oh, I'm just
What is it? What show?
We're going to be on some Texas morning TV shows and stuff. And Serena said, oh, man. I said, yeah, you think, you know, we've talked about SE and fuel pool so much. I'm just sick of it. We were having a bit of a rant session, yeah. Right?
Is there more than SE and fuel
yeah,
pool?
Yeah. And then, and then we had to go to a meeting. It was all crazy. And we walked into the Nashville where our store is. And there was these two ladies there. And they started talking to us. And they just started crying. And we realized and about how their lives had changed. And we realized, this is so much bigger than Essie and Fuel Pool. I got all my motivation back to change lives. And then I see you guys today. I didn't know your story, Daniel. And I hadn't heard your take on this, Allison. And it's just like, God, you're so much huger than labels of Essie and Fuel Pool. This is changing generations and lives. So you know, thanks for sharing. I feel like this is inspirational even to me. We can change and change others' lives. How many of you guys influence? You know, probably thousands. You're giving away books by the box. I feel very humbled that you'd come here and share. And thank you so much.
So good to
much.
Meet you guys, and so glad to have you on the Trim Healthy Podcast.
Yeah, these friends of ours, they're like fam. And you'll hear, I'm going to talk about Israel on a potty to come. But we shared everything from throw up to everything.
Yeah,
but
you all got the throw up bug. Yeah.
Yeah, we all walked around the streets of Jerusalem. Some of us. With diarrhea flowing forth.
Is that a good way to end the potty?
Yes,
beautiful. Nah. Is that how you want to end?
A serene way.
Oh, okay.
See you next week, guys. Trim healthy mama my way. And then
I'll be trim healthy mama to stay. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.